Good. You're finally getting used to the blindfold. I was waiting for you to stop turning your head towards me. Now those cute little ears just perk up and follow me. Are you sure you're not a were-bunny werewolf? What do you think it'll be this time? Food? Water? The whip? Or the scent rag, maybe? I know you didn't like it at first. You can already smell it, can't you? I can see you straining at your chastity cage already. Not too chatty, are you? Oh, poor pup. You'll get used to the muzzle, I promise. And then you'll start loving the muzzle. Every domestic dog was once a proud wolf. You'll see. Shall we begin? Oh, wasn't expecting that. That's what you get for trusting your senses. Knowing what comes next is a privilege in my dungeon. Are you the master of this castle? No? Don't be sullen. I asked you a question, pup. I said, are you the master of this castle? Of this dungeon, perhaps? Are you pack leader of the mildew, war chief of the cold drafts, wise man of hunger and deprivation? You are nothing to me. Nothing to anybody here. Just a dog. A stupid, useless, abandoned dog. Did you think I'd stop torturing you when you gave up your pack's location? Third time's the charm, they say. I found them. Found them all. Even the women and the children, deep in the mountains. Oh, don't worry. Just keeping an eye on them, really. And digging a new sub-dungeon under the castle. There's going to be a whole new wing, all thanks to you. I'll need lots and lots of new cells to hold them all. Oh, it's so hard to achieve that abandoned feeling if every cell is packed to the brim. Maybe they'll see you on their way in. What will they think of their chief now? King of the Broken. I'll give you a crown of teeth after I defang your people. You can have a throne of dung down here. King of filth. King of chains. Oh, don't get up. We've hardly drawn blood, dearie. You can handle a little more. Can't you? Good boy. And another. Now, are you ready for the salt? Oh, now don't you cry. You know the salt keeps you from getting infected. Rolling around in your filthy cell is a recipe for rot, and I'd rather not cut away any parts of you. I don't have the stomach for it, believe it or not. Cutting someone to help them? Ugh, disgusting. I don't understand why anybody would stick a knife into a warm body for any other reason than to watch them die. Do you want to die in here, werewolf? I have a dilemma for you. Just a little one. a degree of freedom, if you will. Doesn't that sound nice? I'm going to let you choose. I have some nice salt water for you to drink. Fresh from the ocean. I mixed in some fresh water too. My own special recipe. Refreshing, but an empty comfort. You'll regain no strength from this. I also have the scent rag. You like the scent rag, don't you? Which will it be? Salty water? Alone with your memories? Or the scent rag, and I stay right here with you? Oh, sweetie. They're both the wrong answer, and I'll punish you no matter what you say. You're fucked. So might as well pick what you want. I promise. If you ask nicely, your queen will give it to you. No water? I thought you might be thirsty. You haven't taken to licking slime off the walls, have you? That would have been pretty tricky with that iron cage around your snout. Are you sure? Scent rag it is then. On your back. That's right. Lay on the bench. I've been a little skimpy with your furniture, haven't I? Nothing really fit for a queen to sit on. Except your big, fluffy chest. Smell that? I love watching your nose twitch like that. You must really, really love the rag. It's extra strong today. Yes. Yes. That's the good stuff. You know it. Do you know what that smell is? Oh, come now. You must remember. Some deep, dark, cranny of that thick skull of yours has to recall. Let's try a different tact. Do you know why the rag smells so good today? I've been so careful about what days I bring it down to you, but now you're nothing but a whipped pup. You've got nothing left in you. Nothing to look forward to, but that smell that reminds you of something you need. I'll tell you a secret. I've been making you sniff my panties. I've worn this pair for 3 days. I'm ovulating right now. Oh, God, your poor cock. You're going to castrate yourself if you keep growing into your chastity cage. Such a bad fucking puppy. Keep sniffing my heat. Ooh, that looks so painful. And you do this to yourself, you see? Maybe I ought to flay you and ease that aching in your loins. Or are you starting to like that too? You belong in my dungeon. You're not fit for anywhere else. You can edge yourself as hard as you like on my panties. But you are never, ever, never. Oh, shit. Puppy, look. Oh, right, you can't. Then I'll have to look for both of us. Huh? Such an excited little cock you've got. Well, it might be bigger than my arm, but we'll get it back down to a teensy little button when I stuff it in an even tinier cage. We're going to have to start incorporating buckets of ice water into our scent sessions. That knot. I've never touched a werewolf knot. Not sure I've ever seen one. Squishy. Oh, I like that. What would that feel inside me? Inescapable, I think. God, I'd be ruined if you forced that inside of me. Such heavy balls, wolf boy. They're like oranges and so furry. I like a little chest hair, but this, it would be like an animal fucking me. Now, don't whine. I'm just playing with you. Wouldn't you rather I gently touch and stroke and rub my face all over your junk than leave you all alone? But you must miss your scent rag, of course. How cruel of me. Don't worry, if I pick my ass up a little. That's not the rag, slave. Smells good, though, doesn't it? Smells better than any dirty old rag. That's the source. Can you taste it through your mouth cage? Taste your queen. Werewolf. Doesn't that taste like salvation right now? Now, finally, I can teach you a nice, long lesson. A gentle lesson. Your pre-cum tastes so musky. Just how I like it. I wonder if I can just put your balls in both fists and squeeze it out of you and make you explode. Or bite you. Bite the tip of your cock and see if you stay hard. What choice do you have if my cunt is in your face? I've built a weakness into you, pet. You've no choice at all. Or just kiss you. Breathe on you. Get you close and closer. Control you. I need you to understand that I can inflict on you infinite pain. Do you understand that concept? Infinite pain. There could truly be no end to how much I hurt you. I could just order my minions to do it too. I wouldn't even have to be here or think about it. Infinite pain. Do you understand me? Squeezing your balls until they pop could be just the beginning. But I could do that too. I know that feels good. After being in the dark so long, my soft lips are just as loving and slutty as any backwater werebitch. I actually like sucking cock too. Such a dirty little secret. Imagine anybody knowing the evil queen is on the other side of the castle glory hole. I could make you feel good. I could make my little woofer blow all over my face and lick you clean. I could do either or both. Whip you on Tuesday and make you cry in my lap on Wednesday while I milk you. Do you understand now? That I'm going to make you whatever I want you to be. That's all you'll be. The madness in your brain is just my invention. And you know what? I actually love rubbing my cunt all over your muzzle, feeling your hot breath through the wires, that flat tongue desperate to lick my juices. I'm so fertile right now, I'm... What do you werewolves say? Oh, I'm claimable. Yes, that's right. I'm free. I'm ready. I'm practically begging for a whole litter inside me, and my juices are dripping into your open mouth. And your cock is so ready to breed me, so hard, so throbbing. Come on, don't you want to breed me? Breed me. Please breed me. Oh, please, Mr. Wolf. I've never had babies before. Are you sure 5 is the right number to start with? Is it gonna hurt when you smash into my juicy ass and pound me, Mr. Wolf? Are you gonna use those claws all over my back? Oh, Mr. Wolf, I've been such a bad girl to you. Can't you do anything, Mr. Wolf? Useless Mr. Wolf, impotent Mr. Wolf. I'm sorry, I thought you wanted to breed me. Oh, shit. Okay, listen here. Let's not be rash. I'll finish you. I'll just use my hands and I'll... Just let me stretch. You're gonna turn me inside out if I don't stretch. I have no. Mr. Wolf, such a temper you have. So rudely forced. Oh, what's the matter? Aren't you gonna push that cock all the way inside of me? Your shaft is so thick, but I'm waiting for that big bulge inside me. Oops. I forgot to scream, didn't I? Oh, silly me. It just felt so good when you twisted my arm. Finally. Some good fucking food around here. No, werewolf. I think you'll find that I'm the one that does the raping around here. You're thinking about it. Ripping that muzzle off and digging your teeth into me. Ripping me apart. I bet my blood would taste delicious to you. Taste like revenge. That's what I do in your chains. Yes, push it. But you're a dumb fucking mutt, aren't you? Huh? You've got me bent over the bench, and what do? Daddy, if you dislocate my arm, I'll come. You just can't turn down such an aggressively willing mate, can you? You stupid fuck. I've already won. Your only choice is her doggy style, or flip me over and plow me like a man. Oh, I can't believe that worked. Look at you, bumping up against my womb. Oh, it hurts so good. Come here, lover boy. Let me get my fingers under your collar. I may not be strong. I'm nothing compared to those bulging arms of yours. So much beefcake. But I still want to pull you close. What's the matter? You've got me sharing your breath, licking your muscle. Where's all your biting and snapping gone? Don't you want to bite off my tongue? What a rush. This close to permanent mutilation. Can't be that much worse than carrying your dirty little. Can't be that worse. Can't be that much worse than carrying your dirty litter. I wonder where the fuck my organs will end up once you're done with me. But that's right. You're never going to be done with me. Not ever. That's it, good doggy. Your cock is destroying my clit right now. You like that, huh? Do you like making me feel good? Oh, what's next? Are you gonna lick my nipples and degrade me? There's only so much soft doming a girl can take. I thought you were a werewolf, not a gentleman. Come here. Come here. Let me feel those soft ears of yours. I never wanted to brand these, or accidentally catch them with my whip. So velvety in my hands. They're very sensitive, aren't they? I heard a rumor that pinching a werewolf's ears is worse than kicking them in the balls and petting them. That's better than kissing their cock. Is that true, buddy? Does this feel good? Good. Then put that cock inside me before I rip these ears off your fucking head. Oh, God. Oh, God. It doesn't stay in. You force it in. Every time. Every thrust. Oh, fuck. So big. I was a good boy. Wanna give me babies? Fuck. I've gotta get bigger dildos. Oh, fuck. All that cock. Oh, it's brutal. Love that. For me. Best rapist in the castle. 5 stars. Oh, fuck. I'm slipping. Here, pin my arms like this. Don't be afraid to dig in with your claws, Daddy. You want my legs higher up? Sure, anything you want. Just don't. Oh, fuck. So good. My cervix is caving. Such good. Oh, my fucking leverage. Oh, God.
Love, what you're doing with your hips. You wanna rape me to death, big guy? I wanna be your brute slut. Den mommy, evil queen. That's why you're gonna burst inside me, destroy me, claim me. Claim me as yours. You must protect me, cherish me, love me. Whips and all, you're mine, wolfman. My wolfman. Come for me. Let me bite your hand. Gave me such a squishy middle. Ooh, that has to be permanent organ damage. You wonderful lover boy. Come here. Shh, shh. I just want to kiss your ears all better. I promise. Such a good boy. And you were so confused before. You really thought you were my prisoner. But you love me. Let's take off that blindfold. Aren't you so happy that you're the property of such a beautiful woman? And I'm going to give you such healthy puppies, too. You have to protect your puppies, don't you? Honey, sweetie, there's something I need you to do. That old tribe of yours, they still respect you, don't they? They remember their chief. I'm worried about them being so close to my lands. I need them to understand that I'm the queen. Oh, my moony lover. Of course you can leave. You can visit them anytime you like. Didn't you know? Once you've broken a dog, you don't have to lock the cage door anymore.